check out the dynamics that this little girl really puts out. And she's not afraid to sing with emotion either. That girl can sing. I mean, you can hear some of the youthfulness in her voice, but at the same time, you can hear the maturity of the singer in her soul. That girl can sing. And if she's doing that when she's approximately 9 years old, can we imagine what she'll be sounding like if things continue to go well by the time she's 19 years old? Okay. Parents with ADHD, I'm sorry, parents with children who have ADHD, you're taking care of yourselves as well. So, one of the things that you should do is make sure that you take the time, put forth the energy to appreciate the challenges that you've already overcome and rejoice in what you've achieved. And I would say, if you have overcome something, you have helped your child overcome something, it's not just you. The child also has experienced some successes. So I would encourage you, rejoice over and celebrate the achievements that you all have accomplished. Other members of the family, even siblings, may have helped in one way or another. Get the whole family in on the celebration. Talk about it and celebrate it. Be excited about it. For real, be excited about it. Celebrate those successes. They can help energize you to keep moving forward. Now, it can really help. You know, a lot of you have heard me talk about how helpful it can be to talk with your children about upcoming changes of life. Certainly, talk with them about changes of life that you may be getting ready to experience, but I'm particularly focusing now on changes or milestones, if you will, that they are getting ready to experience. And so, you know, if we have children who don't have special challenges, who are going to be experiencing changes in life as a result of the milestones they'll be reaching, puberty, huge hormonal release when they get into those teen years, and you're telling them about what these milestones entail, what they can expect to change about not only their chemical makeup, but their mental makeup, the kinds of thought processes that they might have. For example, you know, a lot of times when people get into their late teens, 17, 18, they're beginning to conclude that they know as much about life as their parents know. And so there's really not much that their parents can tell them. And so part of that, and that is part of the change. If you tell them about that before they reach that milestone, before they reach that point in their lives, you all can also talk about how you can handle it when they get there. And in that way, you're ready when it happens. Now, I know you might be thinking, but hold up now. All these different milestones, where are these milestones? When do they take place? How many are there? I would encourage you to get a good book that addresses the milestones of children, even up into their late teens, maybe even young adulthood. I would encourage you, get that book and read it. Talk about it. You know, as you go, you don't necessarily have to talk about, you know, if you want to, you can have a 40-minute discussion where you do an overview of what you learned by reading the book. You can invite your children to read the book as well. And whether you do it that way or not, I would definitely encourage you to begin to have that discussion months, not necessarily 2 or 3 months either, maybe 7 months, 13 months, month preceding, months just before that milestone is about to be reached. And if it says, you know, if the book says, well, between the ages of 13 to 15, you can expect these kinds of changes to take place. Well, don't wait until the child is 15 to have that discussion. Have that discussion while the child is 12 going on 13, so that you reach them at the lower end or the beginning stage of that phase rather than, you know, at the upper end. And you're thinking, well, maybe this won't affect my child until my child is 15. Don't worry about it. Go ahead and start at the age where the point where the child is approaching 13, and you know they'll be ready. If you need to discuss it once or twice more after that, because you say, well, hey, my child is 13 and a half now, and I don't see those things taking place. No problem. No problem at all. Just remind them, okay, they said from 13 to 15, and we don't see that happening in your life yet. So let's plan to have this conversation again later on, because I want us to be able to go through these milestones together and as smoothly as possible. Let them know that that's really what it's about. It's not about you controlling. It's about them controlling, simply because they're aware of what's going on in advance. They're aware of what will be happening. And so along with you, in partnership with you, whether you are singular as a single parent or you plural, both parents are there with the child, with the children. You're working together as a team to make each milestone transition as smooth and as pleasant as possible, as drama-free as possible. Okay, so you can also talk with your children about ADHD and let them know what it is. As they develop, the conversations about the ADHD can develop. The average time of diagnosis of ADHD is about 7 years of age. It may seem like a difficult conversation, but speaking to a child about ADHD can be beneficial for both the child and the parents. And remember, don't leave out any siblings that the child might have. Even if you talk with the child who has ADHD separately and then get with the other children, but it may be better for you to let the child who has the ADHD know that you want to talk with him or her and their siblings at the same time, so that everyone's on the same page. And by doing it that way, you let the child know in advance, we're going to have a family discussion about this, the same we have family discussions about other subjects, but also by you discussing it with the child there, and everyone is invited to discuss the matter, to talk about the matter. You don't have to worry about the child who has the ADHD feeling like the rest of the family is talking about them. And they pick up and they might perceive it from a negative standpoint if you're talking with the siblings separately from the child who has the ADHD. No, bring them all together. Let the child who has the ADHD know first that you want to have a family discussion so that we all are aware of what's happening, and we can get some ideas of how to work with this and how to help you thrive as a family. Now, of course, as I mentioned, you may end up talking with your child when the child is about 7 years old, 8 years old, when the child is first diagnosed. And so you also want to keep in mind that you do need to use age-appropriate language and not give too many details that may not really help at the time. But that does not mean Don't talk about it. I'll be right back.